from the Morongo Casino Studios. It's Frosty, Heidi, and Frank on 95.5 KLOS and KLOS HD1.
We ask you to call to give us Heidi's thing. What is Heidi's thing and not one person?
Well, I know. I'm with you, people. I don't know what it is either. So
anything, but yeah, there's some who are calling in about this wall that Heidi has a problem with. Hello, Holly.
Hello.
What's your problem with the wall?
I don't know how deep they're going to dig it because I think there are some tunnels that they can get in.
Yeah, I guess
through.
You could always tunnel in. They've had many a tunnel be found.
El Chapo had hallways. He could ride a motorcycle down there. There were bathrooms.
But see, Heidi thinks that they'd have to tunnel all the way to Canada and then cross down in, not just tunnel under the wall and be in.
It is an option is all I was stating.
So. I'm like, yeah, why would they all go to Canada, Heidi, to come through Canada? It looked less suspicious, she says.
Yeah.
A bunch of Mexicans crossing the Canadian border would look less suspicious.
I'm from Toronto, Italy. yeah.
Parkas and ponchos, the movement. My gosh. Let's see. Let's go to Joe. Hello, Joe.
Joe?
Oh, he hung up. Aww. He was saying, you don't have to do negative stories about Trump every day.
That
was a negative story. We were just talking about him actually going to do the wall. I mean, he's doing a campaign promise. He said, I'm going to build a wall.
Yeah, we're just
they're
going to
pay
it.
For it. This is how they're going to pay for it.
Yeah. State facts.
My God, so defensive. Are you just waiting? I mean, really, now you're unsure of yourself?
What do we do?
Now you're not as secure as you thought you were in who you chose or who you voted for, Joe, that anyone who slightly mentions his name is going negative.
When you're confident, you're like, worried about. That's your opinion. That's cool.
Didn't say one bad thing. I like a guy who says, you know, in his campaign and promises to do something and he does it. Whether he agrees with what he promised to do or not. He sticks to his word. Well, that's a good quality, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
You all agree? All right. going to the movies this weekend. What are you going to see? Let's turn to the schmoes who know movies. Find out what's good in theaters.
Christian.
What's up, Christian?
I got to tell you, though, before we start this, I don't know if there's anything that's more entertaining than listening to Sammy answer calls out there. Like it's like when you try to, it just reminded me of trying to convince ex-girlfriends to see a new Nicolas Cage movie, and she wants to see something completely different. What? I don't know. All right, what are you going to do? Fine. All right. Sure. Okay. Fine. If that... Okay. All right. Don't use the phone. Fine. All right. It's amazing. And I'll tell you, Eric, your hair in that movie, that Colin Farrell thing...
Home at the End of the World?
My Lord. I was talking to Heidi about it, and I'm like... I want that thing. I don't. If it sounds creepy, it's meant to be. I want that thing as a wig. It is insanely amazing.
I think we just had the 15th anniversary of that movie, right?
Different movie. I had equally bad haircuts in both films.
But this is like the Ali.
This is yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I'm gonna let you in on a little Hollywood secret.
Do it.
That was fake hair.
It was still great though.
But it was burned onto my scalp.
What do you mean?
What?
Yeah, they use real human hair with little.
Did you get SAG credit for that?
Little bits of plastic at the end, and then they burn the plastic onto your scalp.
That's how they do girls with extensions, but they just use wax. So they put wax, and that's how they keep extensions in.
It had to be cut out.
What was worse? The wig or what they did to that dog and the dog's purpose?
Poor Eric, I'm protesting.
Oh my goodness.
So yeah, the dog's purpose opens up in theaters this weekend. Probably going to see some protesters out there for this movie.
It makes sense. And I'm sure Heidi will be leading the charge. It's funny because for both the reviews, I actually missed both the reviews, but then wound up catching both these things. The thing is, the controversy is going to hurt this movie very much so, and it probably should. The problem is the director of the movie. Did you ever see what's it called? Dog's Tale, Hatchie Story. The Dog's Tale. Did you ever see
I didn't know.
You know,
it was a Japanese dog that was.
Yeah, yeah. Richard Gere was in it. It was a true story, and it was.
Well, it's got to be cruelty to an animal if Richard Gere's in it.
Well, not that one.
Oh my God!
Come on, where's PETA there?
No, he was redeeming himself in that one. But Anyway, I really liked that story. So same director. And it pulls on all the heartstrings that it's supposed to. And it's not like, you know, by seeing the trailer, a lot of dogs are dying. But it's not in a way that it's like, you know, oh, I can't watch that. It's just, it's the heart, it's pulling on your heartstrings. It's the fact you're watching it, this dog get reincarnated a bunch of different times. And it's my favorite part was the golden retriever. I've had golden retrievers all my life, but it's supposed to kick your ass in emotions. And it does it in that way. But it's, can you say it's manipulative? Yeah. It is, and it's...
But what's the point?
Exactly, Frank.
There's no...
I mean, no, it's
to
just,
make your heart feel.
It really is what it is, and the thing is, I think that when I initially saw the picture of the dog and didn't know anything about it, I'm like, oh, maybe it's something I could take my kid to. I don't want my daughter to see this. She's going to be a wreck, and she's going to start asking me questions about, when we die, what do we come back?
Do you have a dog right now?
Princess Tale or whatever. What's that?
Do you have a dog right now?
No, we were going to.
Okay, so that might make it a little easier.
Well, I shouldn't say that, though, because my father-in-law comes and stays with us a couple times out of the year, and he brings his Akita. And she's been really attached to the Akita. So, it's just not something that I think kids should see, and especially now with all the controversy. It's an okay movie. Is it terrible? Take the controversy out of it. Is it terrible? No, it's something you can watch if you want and take like 75 boxes of tissues with you.
Do they have time in the movie with each individual reincarnation and a relationship with that owner during that lifetime? Did you have enough time to care about anybody or any dog?
There's more time with Britt Robertson and Dennis Quaid, and then there's other little ones that they kind of jump through. And even the initial one starts just, you know, to get, I think it's in the 60s and just...
Is there any comedy?
Josh Gad does the voice, and there's definitely some humor. It's not trying to be a depressing movie. It just has sad things.
But they don't do like voiceovers like, wow, that guy's testicles sure do smell. I'm going to go back for some more.
Is that the dog or is that some?
That was Heidi at the prom.
Like I got asked to the prom. That's right.
I don't like this side of it.
Well, it got 27% on Rotten Tomatoes.
I think that with the 27, and I think that we've talked about this before on the show, what you have to realize when it comes to Rotten Tomatoes score, it's, so if we score anything under 3, let's say 3 out of 5, anything under 3 gets rotten. So if I go like 2.5 and say, yeah, it's just fine, that counts as a rotten review. It doesn't mean that it's a terrible review, but some people might think that it's horrendous. You never know.
Mm. Yeah, I would say 80% of people want to see this movie. But so maybe did they do this whole controversy and put, I mean, someone's on the set and it looks like the video is edited of the dog. Like they say that he did the scene several times, trained to jump in the end at the end.
Thing.
And then the director's like, just for a different angle, let's see if we can't get him in from the side. The dog didn't want to do it. And they never did that. So they cut this together where it looks like they're trying to throw the dog in, but they put it with the part where the dog was actually from another scene floating down. So you never see him throw the dog in.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
But
though.
Did they do that because they know the movie sucks and this will get people interested to go see it?
You don't want that.
No one does that?
No one does stuff like that to get people to watch movies, but I don't think for this particular one, with the dogs, you don't want to mess with that. I mean, mm-hmm. It didn't help Michael Vick's career.
If it had been cats,
throw
a cat in the river. Nobody would give a damn. Everybody's like, Golden Globe.
No, they were doing
Oscar
that in the parking
downs.
Lot when I got here.
Yeah. all right. Also opening in theaters this week, talking to Christian Harloff from the Schmoes Who Know Movies and Collider Video. Gold, Matthew McConaughey. Now, is this based on a true story?
Loosely
based.
I don't understand what they were doing, really, because it's like there's some. It's Matthew McConaughey plays a dude who he's. He's a
prospector for gold.
Yes, and he's trying to. He's a schlub.
Like, you know? Modern day or why there's gold
80s,
up in there?
80s,
oh, okay.
80s.
Not
and yeah, in 1980s, and him and Edgar Ramirez start trying to figure out how to get it. And I think that they're trying to put it out that he's supposed to be like this kind of likable guy, and he's got, and Bryce Dallas Howard plays his girlfriend, and she's just like the beacon of hope for him, and the one who's kind of telling him he's got potential. And I just never really liked his character, and he's got this stupid tooth the whole time that it was distracting.
And he's bald in it, right?
Yeah,
and he gained weight.
But
there
was no character to do that for. I don't know why he did it.
Look just like Matthew McConaughey and at least get people going, oh, I'll go because I like him.
Exactly, because unless it was, you know, you understand when certain people are, like when Christian Bale did it for The Fighter, you know, that's what the dude looked like, and he was a mess. He had to lose that weight. You know, Robert De Niro for Jake LaMotta.
Mm-hmm.
that's what Jake LaMotta looked like. This is someone that's pretty much fictional.
This is just his character choice of what I want this character to look like.
And it's a January movie again, so it's like...
he could have just been Matthew McConaughey and done it and been fine, right? As opposed to being this fat, bald... Matthew McConaughey.
I think so. And it's just the movie itself is
Matthew McConaughey, where he was the treasure hunter with Kate Hudson.
Fool's Gold.
Right. Fool's Gold.
It's a little better than Fool's Gold, but so is this cup
I
of coffee.
I love Fool's Gold.
You like Kate Hudson in a bikini.
Right. Did you even watch the movie with any volume up?
No,
you didn't.
Right. Suck Kate Hudson. Yeah, it didn't do well with Rotten Tomatoes either. 35%.
It's a dopey movie.
On Rotten Tomatoes. Now, Resident Evil, the final chapter. Starring a friend of the show, Mila Jovovich. She listens to the show big time. And,
is that a hint?
Not screening for critics.
Yeah.
But I said earlier, this is not the type of movie that critics need to screen. It's a fun movie. Critics don't need to watch this movie.
They don't go, at this point, they don't go for the critics.
Right.
This movie,
the fans.
There's like 87 of these things right now, and they go after the fan base. I'm going to see it tonight, so I can't even say whether or not the fake will. I don't know.
Are you a Resident Evil guy? Like you've seen?
No, I'm not. Okay. No, I'm not. I am not a Resident Evil guy, but I understand that there is a big fan base for it. The game itself. Yeah, I still don't think there's ever been a movie in the video game genre that has done any justice, unless you want to count the first Mortal Kombat, but same director, by the way.
So you have to go see a movie tonight that you don't even want to see.
Correct.
Ugh.
Yeah, that's what. Oh man, it's such a tough life.
No, but seriously, to go 2 hours when you know you're not, it's not your thing.
It is. It sucks because I got to see it all the way by work, and then I could be home with the family. But I'm gonna go and I'm gonna check it out and see it. It's the same thing when I saw what's the one with Kate Beckinsale that I just saw the vampire wolf movie.
I don't care. I love that.
I keep saying Unforgiven, but it's
I
not
saw her the cover on something.
What is it? Underworld. Magazine. Thank you. Underworld. And I saw that thing. I knew Underworld was going to be something. It was not for me. And it's not a good movie at all, Underworld. But I still could. I watched it and said, all right, I can get through this thing. And it wasn't as. I mean, we joked about this on Movie Talk. Like on the poster, she'd be like, well, look. It wasn't terrible.
It wasn't terrible.
It's like our show. Well, it's not.
It's decent.
It's terrible.
Oscar nominations are out for Best Picture. You have Arrival, Fences, Hacksaw Ridge, Hell or High Water, Hidden Figures, La La Land, Lion, Manchester by the Sea, and Moonlight.
Yeah.
Make your pick. Who wins?
La La Land's going to win it.
Really?
I mean, look. You look at with all the... what did it tie or break the amount of nominations?
Like 14, I think.
Was it Titanic or something? So, and you look what it did at Golden Globes, and I don't care about the backlash.
So is it going to be at Oscars where La La Land takes everything? Ryan Gosling's getting Best Actor over Casey Affleck?
No, I don't think that's going to happen. I think in Best Actor, you're either going to see Casey Affleck or Denzel. Is Denzel's in there, right?
Denzel for Vengeance. Yeah,
yeah. Denzel or Casey Affleck will be the two that I think will get.
For actress, Emma Stone, La La Land, think she's going to get it?
Possible. Give me the who's in there?
Isabella Huppert from Elle.
She won a Golden Globes.
Ruth Negga from Loving.
It's positive.
Natalie
tough
Portman,
one.
Jackie.
This man, tough. And is that the last one?
Emma Stone, La La Land, no, Meryl,
Meryl Streep. Florence Foster Jenkins. Meryl Streep will win just because of
that. I think they just give her the nomination now, but I think...
20th nomination, right?
Yeah, it's crazy. So I think you're either going to get Natalie Portman or Emma Stone.
Whoa.
Yeah, Natalie Portman did a wonderful job. I saw Jackie.
She was great. I didn't love the movie, but she was great.
Yeah, I didn't love the movie either, but my God.
And it wasn't just an impression. And I think that there used to be a lot of buzz for her. I think the buzz has kind of gone away from her, and it's a shame because I think out of all those performances, Ruth Negga was really good too, but Natalie Portman didn't just do an impression of Jackie O. She became her. And that's tough to do. So I don't know. It's her and Emma Stone.
Yeah, almost to the point where it's like, Jackie was annoying.
In what way?
Just
well, she was. Staying she just lost her husband.
Well, no, she was just a. Hey, and this is the room, and I was like, oh my God.
Heidi's eyes just turned red.
Yeah, she was just annoying as hell.
I haven't seen it yet. Now I have to see it to see if I find her annoying.
He's talking about Jackie O in general.
I didn't know she was so annoying until Natalie Portman played it.
Oh my God.
Well, Frank, I'm not getting a Christmas card here.
Let's see. Best actor in a supporting role. We got, Jeff Bridges, Hell or High Water.
I love him. God, I love him in that. He's not winning, but I loved him in that.
I didn't really like that movie.
Really?
Hell or High Water.
Oh
yeah,
my God, I saw it twice. I loved it.
It was just predictable. And I think you jumped right into the middle of it. And
really?
Yeah, it was just okay.
Wow.
And yeah, saw that coming.
Wow. All right.
Some people didn't see it coming, but I
You're
saw it coming.
You're just too smart, Frank. You're just too smart for movie
making.
It
didn't do it for me. I saw Moonlight. I think it only gets a nod of Best Picture. Because
this is Best Supporting?
This is Best Supporting, but it's also for Best Picture.
Yeah, he could, I think either one of those guys could have a shot, but who else? And who else is in there?
I'd like Best Actor in a Supporting Role, Michael Shannon for Nocturnal Animals.
I love it.
He is so great.
You know what's crazy though is that Aaron Taylor Johnson actually won it for a Golden Globe in the same movie and didn't get nominated, and I thought he was pretty great too. But I would say Dev Patel was awesome. I think that you're probably going to see. Mahershala, I always say it wrong. Ali,
from Moonlight?
Yes, from Moonlight. I think he's probably going to take the win.
Yeah, probably.
But you don't think so?
Dude, whatever you think about the movie, whether or not the movie was... Because you and I spoke about this last week with Moonlight. We both thought it was good and important, but just not as great as everyone kind of... But you can't deny that dude was awesome.
Yeah, he did a great job. So that was the Oscar nomination.
And Viola Davis, right?
The schmoes, no.
Yeah, I think she's got the lock.
Gold... A Dog's Purpose and Resident Evil, not much good to see. I mean, according to...
Rent stuff.
Yes, on Netflix.
Yeah.
As far as being a movie critic, or whatever you want to call it...
Person that does things.
Your hobby being movies.
Yes.
Do people find that sexy? When you're like, oh, hey, he goes to the movies a lot.
It's so funny that you bring this up, because I was talking to one of my guys yesterday, and he was like... And they're talking about, had they ever kind of had fun with a fan, we'll say, right? Mm-hmm. And mostly all my crew has. And I was like, I started this thing. I've been married through all of it.
Oh.
I have never. I have no idea if anyone finds it sexy. Frank, my wife doesn't even know what I do.
So he leaves, he comes home. I don't know.
That's the answer to your question. No.
But you guys have groupies.
Well, they do, apparently. So I think that it's funny.
So that your crew could go to Comic-Con and get luck.
Comic-Con is like that's gold. Don't worry about Matthew McConaughey for them. But it's funny because I joked with my wife when Star Wars named the planet after me. You know, when I had the Harloff Minor, I said, "You were lucky. I'm single. I go to Star Wars Celebration. You're not seeing me for months."
That's right.
Yeah, but
and then they came out with the name of Star Wars 8.
Yeah,
The Last Jedi.
The Last Jedi. I love it. Simple. It's to the point. And you know, the funny thing is we're actually going to talk about this on Collider Jedi Council today, to where they if you put both the titles together, and it's The Force Awakens, The Last Jedi, which is interesting. I don't know if it means anything. It could be quinky dink. But the fact that I think that, and even in the opening crawl for episode 7, they talk about The Last Jedi. It makes a lot of sense.
Is quinky dink an official term in the critics' handbook?
And my 5-year-old daughter's. Yes, it is. Sure. Can I tell you real quick what she said? You'll get a kick out of this. This is what my 5-year-old daughter says to me. I was like, 6 in the morning last week, I go into she's screaming and yelling, or not screaming, she wakes up, I take her into the room, because my wife wants to sleep, so I take her in there, and she is just, wants to get up at 6 in the morning, and I'm like, no, I don't have to do Heidi and Frank today, leave me alone. Mm-hmm. So then she goes to turn the light on, I go, Vivian, stop. She goes, do it again. Stop. She runs. She goes, you're the worst dad ever. Runs into my wife's bedroom, lays in there, and I'm like, yeah, I don't care. I can walk in there later, and my 5-year-old looks up to me, and she goes, I hope you're coming in here to apologize. I was like, what?
I'm
like,
I'm
like, that's what I said. And then she's like, well, you raised your voice. And I was like, well, you weren't listening. And she's like, well, I'm sorry too. And then I hugged her, and she's like, that's the dad I know.
Oh,
and then you cry. I was like, you know, what are you gonna do to that?
Yeah,
I was like, this
she's
kid
got
that's
you.
The dad
no,
I know.
You putty hand.
No, she's gonna be on the show next week.
That's awesome. Collider Movie Talk, how can they find that?
You go to YouTube, check out Collider Videos. It's basically the sports center of movie news, but we also have got the Movie Trivia Schmodown, which we're turning trivia into a sport. You like WWE, you like UFC, mixed with some movie trivia, a lot of big personalities. That's
cool.
Every Friday. It's a lot of fun. Check it out, Movie Trivia Schmodown.
All right now I think we have to check traffic. What's going on, Lisa May?
Traffic Report is brought to you by...